Welcome back to Cinema Three Way. This is John.
And it's your favorite Turkish girl, Bisan.
Yes, and we are talking about John Ford, the greatest director of all time, in my opinion. Not so much in Bierce's, but I've seen more of his films than you. So I have an interest.
I cannot say the same thing. I've seen only four Ford movies, so far so good.
Yeah. So the last film of this episode, the show, is John Ford's last Best Director Oscar, which he won in 1951 for his passionately personal told story of an American returning to Ireland, The Quiet Man, starring John Wayne and
the beautiful Maureen O'Hara.
Oh, yeah. Maureen O'Hara is something else. Boy, when she's herding sheep and stops and looks over her shoulder.
Oh, my God. Yes. I think that kind of a glow, like when someone smiles, the glow on her face. I've seen it only at the Vivien Leigh Gone with the Wind. That's it. And maybe Maureen O'Hara is the second. That's it.
Yeah, it's the story of a boxer from Pittsburgh who is born in Ireland but taken to America, which is actually a nice dovetail for The Informer of someone who wanted to go to America and didn't. and well, you know, that was that worked out a little differently. But a returning boxer from the pig iron factories and smelters of Pittsburgh, played by John Wayne, who wants to buy his
childhood house.
White a morning.
Exactly, the house that he grew up into.
Oh, yeah. It may not be much to you, but to me, it's my idea of heaven.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then when he goes to his hometown, he immediately falls in love with this beautifully amazing, stunning lady.
Oh, and so strong and vibrant and fiery and passionate and tough as a nail. Unfortunately, she has a large, lunk-headed brother who's the man of the house now, played by Victor McLaughlin, which
That's
is
so
another
funny.
Another circular thing.
Exactly. Him always using the same actors, it's very, very... Maybe weird, because when you connect with the characters, it's sometimes hard to put them to some other place and, like, try to love them, maybe? Maybe you're learning to...
Yeah, this is a famous phenomenon of Ford films is his use of what was known as the John Ford Stock Company. And even though, you know, John Wayne, I think, worked with him 8 times, Maureen O'Hara close to 8 times, other actors worked with him 50, 60 times.
Yeah.
And it would be the same supporting cast and the same faces. His brother, mm-hmm. Francis Ford, the guy on his deathbed.
Exactly,
who jumps
the guy
out of his
on his deathbed
to go see a fight.
Yeah. Quiet Man is a movie that I can promise that you're going to enjoy every single moment of it. There is not even a single second that you're going to feel bored or like whatever it is, anything negative. It's the ultimate family movie, the family values.
And romance. It's
and
a romance.
Romance.
It is
a tremendously romantic
movie.
Exactly, a beautiful romance. But more of it, it's such a happy movie and feel-good movie, more of it.
Very uplifting, very... I'd just say it's sentimental, but without being maudlin. It paints a picture of Ireland like nobody ever has. The cinematography is outstanding. The saturation of the colors, it's so vibrant. I mean, the greens are super deep and the red is super red. And, I mean, it's just a very saturated... It really breathes, you know?
Exactly. Two scenes that stuck into my mind. The first scene where Maureen O'Hara and John Wayne talks for the first time in front of the church with the holy water.
And who's be paying potty fingers in the holy water at church?
Exactly. And the second scene is where they kissed for the first time.
In
the rain. It must be one of the best best kissing scenes of all times.
Wow, that is high praise, because you have seen a lot of kissing scenes. That is, this is very much your bailiwick of a movie.
Yeah,
romantic
indeed.
Movie.
I'll always be a sucker for romance, so that's okay. And I've seen tons of romantic movies, and I've seen like millions of kissing scenes, and this was like very passionate. It gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, it's a wee bit of the old Irish fire. It's creeping out of the ruins and the thunder and the lightning. It's an omen. And but will she get her fortune or not? Well, you'll have to watch and find out about that.
Yeah.
What did you think of the crazy dating rituals? Like all the crazy, the courtship and the like.
Oh my
the
god!
Strictness.
Is that thing real? I mean, I'm coming.
Oh, it's real. Yeah.
So it's okay. Like I mean, I can get that because every country has very weird traditions and rules. Even so, because I'm coming from a very different country, and as in formal dating. If we're talking about, like, the traditions, we have very weird traditions as well. But, I mean, come on, we're in 2014. Nobody cares about it anymore. At least that's what I wanted to think.
Yeah. Do you have matchmakers and do you have, like, chaperones who, like,
anymore.
Follow the couples around
not,
on a cart? And,
not
and no touching, please.
Not anymore. But back in the days, yeah, exactly, we do have.
Really? You had similar customs to the Irish?
Yeah, kind of, yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you think things are better or worse without him?
Uh-oh. Way better. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. When I look at the old times, like, the people can stay married for 50, 60, 70 years. Now I can't even date with the same guy for 2 months.
Well, you're statistically completely normal nowadays.
So, I don't know. But beside that, what would I like to say? Oh, it's so hard to tell the movie without giving spoilers, especially this one, because there is only basically one subject.
Yeah, there's only one subject. That's it.
Are they going to be
how can they make this work?
Happily ever after? That's the ultimate fairy tale movie.
Yeah, so. And it's not like boy meets girl, boy loses girl, gets girl back. It's like boy gets girl a little bit. But not all. And then maybe a little bit more, but not all. And maybe she, but never quite. You're not gonna, you know, it's like there's always something else.
Exactly.
It's never, they always want to be together. It's just everything else conspires. There's a lot of conspiracy.
Yeah.
Conspiracy for, conspiracy against, conspiracy against the brother, conspiracy by the brother, you know.
It's so brilliant. There's tons of comic reliefs in the movie. One of them was a broken bed scene. That's all I can say.
Oh,
when you see the when you see the scene, you'll understand what I'm talking about. I don't think we can say anything more about the scene.
No, we shouldn't discuss broken beds in mixed company. Huh?
No, especially not in the street in San Francisco, maybe.
Yeah, right. Hey, did you see that scene where John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara are telling brother? Oh, my God, you know, wow, boy, I'll tell you, those Irish girls.
Well, so far it was my favorite Ford movie. I haven't seen How Green Was My Valley, and I don't know, but I think at the end of the day it'll still be my favorite Ford movie.
Well, that's awesome. We will be back with another show real soon, and it's